CBS News, I'm Steve Knight. There are long lines for water in Haiti this morning. An estimated 3 million people need some form of help.
I'm wanting out of food. I'm wanting out of water. And my car is wanting out of gas, too.
The death toll from the earthquake is estimated to range from 50,000 to 100,000. Here's CBS's Jeff Glor.
The key here is that that 72-hour deadline when you needed water if you were trapped has passed. So at this point, it has largely gone from rescue operation to a recovery operation. They're trying to bury the dead here as best they can, sometimes in mass graves, if mass graves can be found. We are hearing reports of bodies being burned on the streets because there's simply nowhere else to take them.
There are also remarkable stories of survivors found alive in the rubble. David Celestino tells the story of a 16-month-old baby.
I heard her. She was right there, and all she needed was a little bit of space to walk out.
And
that's what she did.
She walked out.
She actually reached out to me.
President Obama meets this morning with former Presidents George W. Bush and Bill Clinton to increase private fundraising efforts for quake recovery.